Welcome to sixth grade.
Hey, my name's Aubrey.
Hi, my name is Randy.
Hi, I'm Johnny.
Hey, you three. How's it going today?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Good.
What did you think of our field trip yesterday to the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago?
Great.
I thought it was really fun. Yeah, it was exciting. Something new.
Mm-hmm. Something new?
Yeah.
Okay. Randy, what did you like most about the museum?
The coal mine.
The coal mine? Why the coal mine?
Because it was long and it was 600 feet down.
Do you think it was actually 600 feet down, or do you think they just kind of told us it was 600 feet down?
I think it is.
You think it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Johnny?
I think the Toy Master 3000.
What'd you like about that?
How you got to make your own toys and how, just how they made them. It was just really interesting.
Could you make any toy, or was it a specific
toy? It was a
toy?
Certain toy.
Who made it for you? Like, there was a person there making for you, or?
Yeah, they helped out, but you mostly did it.
So you actually built the top yourself, or?
No.
No. So what built the toys?
Like machines.
Cool. Was it fun to watch that?
Yeah.
Nice. Aubrey, what did you like?
I think I
like
the coal mine, too.
Why is that?
I don't know, just because of like how they explained everything. You got to see what people actually did in the coal mines, and you get to see from how they used to do it a long time ago to how they do it today.
Oh, okay, cool. Was there something that you guys didn't expect to learn or find at the museum, and afterwards you kind of went, oh, cool, I didn't know that. That's sort of interesting. So did any of you have one of those moments where you didn't expect to see that exhibit, and it was nice that you did?
Yeah, the airplanes hanging up on the ceiling.
Oh, what about that did you find out, Randy?
They were all old planes and...
You're not talking about the 727. Which planes are you talking about?
The ones that are hanging up on the ceiling.
The two fighter planes?
Mm-hmm, and the helicopter.
And the helicopter, okay. Was there anything that you learned?
Well, the coal mine, like, because you'd think it would be boring, you know, just talking about, like, some chunk of rock, but, you know, it was more to that. Like, the machines that they had and back then, yeah.
Cool. Aubrey?
I don't think I've really seen anything that I wasn't expecting to see because I went there before, so.
Ah, so you already sort of knew what to expect, huh?
Yeah, so I already kind of knew it was there.
Was there something new that you got a chance to see that you hadn't seen before?
The planes and the train tracks, because it was really long, like it was like a city looking thing.
The older model trains?
Yeah.
What did you think of those?
I don't know, it was just really long. It just like was amazing how big it was. Like you wouldn't think it would be that long.
Gotcha. Could you give us a reason for somebody who's never visited the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago, or maybe a reason for you to go back? Could you give us a reason to go visit the museum for the first time or to go visit it again? Johnny?
Well, you learn something new that you haven't learned before, and it's fun, yeah.
Okay, ready?
Same thing as Johnny?
Yeah. Is there a specific exhibit that you would tell people they have to go see?
The coal mine.
The coal mine?
Mm-hmm, because they said it was real coal.
Okay. And Aubrey?
If I would go back, I'd definitely visit the coal mine because it's just really fun and you get to see everything. And if you haven't gone before, you'd probably just want to go visit the body slices because they were really cool looking. And the fairy castle, that was cool too.
All right. Sounds like you guys have a lot of good reasons to go back. Well, thanks a lot.